and Australian missionaries behind bars in the worst place in the world to be a Christian. Hope is hard to find as Ukraine's unrest continues, and groups are coming together to help the next generation in East Africa. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. North Korea has an Australian missionary behind bars. Authorities took 75-year-old John Short into custody after finding Christian literature in his possession. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
Australia, his home country, does not have diplomatic relations with North Korea. The other thing that's concerning to me is the United Nations released a scathing report about the human rights situation in North Korea.
North Korea was enraged by the findings. Foreigners are not welcome, especially not Christians.
When you come in and teach that Jesus is the only way to salvation, it undermines the very foundation of the government of North Korea.
Add your voice to the church and share this story from our Facebook page. Remember, prayer is the frontline response.
If he will not be bullied, perhaps this is an opportunity, as he's being questioned, for him to share the gospel. And I think that's one of the things we can pray, that God will encourage him and sustain him and protect him, but also that he'll have opportunities.
Next, Ukraine's unrest continues after a week of ups and downs. A violent outburst started the ball rolling Tuesday night. Wednesday's truce was a ray of hope, but it didn't last long. Hope is now a scarce commodity. With offices in Kiev, Russian ministries and Slavic Gospel Association are knee-deep in the turmoil. They're pleading for prayer from believers around the world. Pray for a quick end to the country's violence. For the latest update, go to missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bishops in Kenya are protesting a bill that would charge them for preaching outside of the churches. 300 bishops stood outside of the county governor's office to protest the bill, saying that the churches shouldn't be commercialized or treated like businesses. According to Open Doors, the bill will charge preachers for speaking in public, in outside stadiums, and in rural areas. Pray that the protest would end peacefully and quickly. There are more details on that protest in Kenya. See it at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, have you ever realized that children are much more receptive to the gospel than most adults? Well, this is why Every Child Ministries has focused on teaching them about God in order to reach the community. Lorella Rouster, speaking over a bad phone connection, explains.
I've been training Sunday school teachers in a rural area of Uganda called Nigobia. And this effort is a part of a holistic program of community development in that area that we call the Afayo Project.
The trained native teachers are able to reach the kids with the truths of Jesus in an effective way.
If you do not successfully reach the children, you have lost half the community, and you also have lost the half that is most receptive to the gospel.
Go online to learn more about the teaching methods of these Sunday schools and how you can help start more. And groups are coming together to train children's ministry workers in East Africa. Advancing Native Missions works with Alex Matala, a children's ministry leader in Uganda. He says the upcoming conference will help leaders share the gospel more effectively with Africa's next generation. Over 500 are expected.
It's very important to us. It's going to be the first thing in the country, I would say in East Africa.
A&M is partnering with the International Network of Children's Ministry to hold that conference. INCM's Michael Chanley says they'll provide the training materials and the resources.
It'll be training along the lines of how to work out with children who have signs of extreme stress in their life and how to minister to them.
The details are at our website. You can find them there. But Matala is asking for prayer.
Pray, first of all, that the whole thing materializes because we need it. Pray for good health. So we need to be in a good health in order to do such meetings for the kingdom of God.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, M&N is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windle. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during the rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.